My sister Tara and I look nothing alike. Even as kids, we looked nothing alike. My sister was always sort of long and lean, and I wasn't. She had beautiful wavy hair, and mine is stick straight. She had a long face with a cute little nose, while I had a round face with an average-looking nose. Now, those differences in our appearances did not stop our Nana, our maternal grandmother, from trying to dress us in identical outfits. There are years and years and years of JCPenney photographs featuring Tara and me in identical dresses. This is particularly embarrassing, but one year she had identical dresses made for Tara, one for me, and our two favorite Cabbage Patch dolls. So there's this photo with the four of us in identical dresses. It was mortifying. The only similarity in our appearances is that both Tara and I have blue eyes. Our eyes are shaped differently. The shade of blue is slightly different, but we both have blue eyes. Our eye color is just about the only similarity in our appearances that I can think of. My sister Tara and I are truly different people, not just in how we look, but just sort of in general. But at least we both have blue eyes. Genetics finally worked in our favor. We might actually be related. You can't tell by looking at us, but it's true. We have the same biological parents. Tara and I no longer dress the same or even similarly, and we still don't quite look like each other, but we are biologically related. There is something in our genetic code that makes us sisters, that allows us both to look at the world through our blue eyes. The differences between my sister and me, they remind me of the differences in a larger family, the church family that we hear about in today's lesson from Paul's letter to the Philippians. It might be interesting to know that Paul wrote this letter from jail, where he has been imprisoned for speaking about his faith in Christ. But even in the face of great challenge, Paul feels compelled by Christ to continue his ministry. This reading from Philippians contains what is believed to be the lyrics of one of the earliest Christian hymns. It also contains one of the greatest challenges for Christian communities: be of the same mind. Later, Paul reiterates his challenge by telling the young church in Philippi to let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. As if it's not hard enough to be of one mind in a small community, Paul tells the church that they need to be of a particular kind of mind, no less than the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. The kind of mind that left the comfort of heaven for the struggles of the earth. The kind of mind that left God's side to be born, to live, to minister, to suffer, and to die among us, the people he came to save. This is a tall order, to be of the same mind as other people in a complicated, messy church family. Fortunately, Paul does not leave us completely to our own devices. This might not be easy advice to follow, but he tells us to be humble, to regard others as better than ourselves. Paul is making a clear connection, drawing a straight line between humility and community. Without personal stubbornness, without pride, but with humility, we can begin to break down the walls that divide and separate us. I read in one commentary this week that pride isolates, but humility connects. Pride, that very human tendency to insist on our own status, that stands directly opposite from the humility Paul calls us to. Just as my sister and I barely resemble each other physically and are yet from the same family, we, as a church family, might barely resemble each other in many ways, and yet We are of the same family. The blue eyes my sister and I share help to mark us as family to the world. What signs are there that we, the community of this church, are also of one family? We might not always see those signs of family on a given Sunday when we gather to worship, or any given Wednesday when we gather at noon, or any other day of the week when we gather to do God's work in the world. We might all look different, we might all love different, and we might all have different political and personal convictions. So what signs are there that we are of one mind? If we struggle to see those signs that bind us together as having the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, we have serious work to do. We need to look carefully at how we are in relationship with our sister and brother church members. We need to examine our patterns of behavior. We need to make sure that we stay humble as individuals for the sake of the survival and success of this church. Staying humble is a tall order, particularly for me, and dare I say, particularly for us as sinful humans. Staying humble for the sake of the health and survival and success of St. James Episcopal Church might mean lessening our grip on our individual status. Staying humble for the sake of the survival and health and success of St. James Episcopal Church might mean that we need to let go. Oh, that's hard. To let go of some of the things that are keeping us from being a healthy and humble Christian community. The good news is that we are together in this struggle. We struggle together as a church community to reach both our own individual humility as well as congregational humility. The even better news is that of individual humility as well as congregational humility, those rewards are amazing. Today's portion of Paul's letter to the young church in Philippi tells us that it is God who is at work in us, enabling us both to will and to work for God's good pleasure. What a wonderful reward and goal to enjoy God's good pleasure. Just as my sister Tara and I will never, ever look similar, and yet are still members of the same family, our church is meant to be filled with people who might not look similar, but yet are still members of God's family. Let the assurance of Christ's presence in and among us be both a comfort and a challenge. Let us be comforted that having the same mind in us that was in Christ Jesus truly binds us together as a family of faith. Let us be challenged also. Let us be challenged that this challenge can begin to be met by taking and maintaining a posture of humility. It is not an easy journey, but we look forward in anticipation to the joy promised to us as we come home to Christ. Let us pray. Jesus, we praise you for coming to earth and teaching us the ways of love. We thank you for leaving us a challenging legacy of humility, for it is only in true humility that we can grow as a community. Strengthen us on our journey to humility, both as individuals and as a church. And we make this prayer and all others in your precious and powerful name, Jesus the Christ. Amen.